Scattered across an open field under the hot Texas sun, there are dozens of human bodies. Their skin is blackened. Their flesh is half eaten by bugs and varmints. They are in varying states of decay. This isn't the scene from a horror movie. This is science.
What we're interested in doing is getting some kind of idea of the rate of decomposition and then the pattern of decomposition.
Professor Daniel Westcott is in the Department of Anthropology at Texas State University. He is the director of their Forensic Anthropology Center, which some people call the Body Ranch.
We typically have about 60 to 70 bodies out at any given time.
This is one of seven outdoor body composition laboratories in the United States and the largest such forensic research facility in the world.
What you want to try to do is have some kind of baseline information about what's going on and then alter a single thing to look at how that affects it.
Here, human cadavers are left out in the open and carefully monitored for patterns of decomposition. That data is used to train forensic experts, so when they look at a murder victim, they can read the body in the crime scene to gain an understanding of the time of death.
It's not guesswork. So what we're doing, we do lots of bodies, so we have a good idea of the normal variation.
In the murder of Melissa Trotter, establishing when she died is central to the conviction and pending execution of Larry Swearingen. Trotter went missing in Willis, Texas on December 8, 1998. Her body was found 25 days later on January 2nd in the Sam Houston National Forest. Swearingen had been arrested and jailed on December 11th, 3 days after Trotter was last seen alive. Swearingen says he didn't kill her, and based on the condition of Trotter's body, forensic experts say there are questions about his guilt.
The climate, weather temperature, the data, the environment where it was found, looked at all the weights, the organs, looked at everything. They said Melissa died within 10 to 12 days of her body being discovered.
There's a lot of circumstantial evidence in this case that the prosecution says points directly to Swearingen, but there's no DNA that ties Swearingen to the death of Trotter. The prosecution's case depends on establishing that Trotter died before Swearingen was jailed. The forensic evidence for that narrative is weak at best.
Science can only tell you so much.
Kelly Blackburn is with the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office, which prosecuted Swearingen.
You have to look at the whole story. No matter how good the scientist is, for whatever reason they're giving their opinion on, whether and how unbiased they claim to be, there's still interpretation.
James Riding, the attorney for Swearingen, says the time of death is a major problem for the state's case. He says the bottom line is, if Melissa Trotter's body was in the forest for 25 days, it should have been in terrible condition.
The body weighed the same the day that girl disappeared as it did on the slab. And it was left out in the open in the Texas woods. A woods that is filled, as everyone knows, with vultures, with raccoons, with wild pigs. There should not have been much left of that body at all after 25 days, let alone 105 pounds out of 105 pounds.
But Westcott from the Body Ranch said some bodies don't always decompose the way you'd expect them to. Sometimes there are surprises.
It does occur. So typically when we get one that is a little bit off of what we expect, it usually turns out to be that they were on a heavy dose of antibiotics at the time or chemotherapy.
Forensic entomology and establishing the time of death is a science, but if it's an exact science, shouldn't depend on if it's being used by the prosecution or the defense. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.